Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. Continue with Dirsha Mishran Simin Ches Sif Vav. This is Shin number 21. Once again, chapter 8, number 6. The learning we're doing should be Schus Varfu Shleim for Yosei Simcha Chaim Ben Sarah Chana, all Chayil Yisrael, and we should only have Shalom in the world, peace in the world.
Amen.
Okay, so we have very interesting halachas here this morning. Then when I say interesting, I mean to say practical. Many times you learn halacha, and it won't be as practical, but you still have to learn Torah Semes, either way. Here we have the bracha we make on the talis kata, and the bracha you make on the talis gadol. We're going to see that you make a bracha, those who don't wear a talis gadol, is al mitzvahs tzitzis. And the bracha you make on the talis gadol is lihis atef batzitzis. And I say batzitzis. There's a machlekes we discussed last week, if it's bi or ba. The mechaber said bi, the mishrur said bi, and we said nonetheless, the many achroinim say ba. If you open up 98% of all the sedurim, you'll see it says ba. I'm not sure what it says by Sephardi sedurim. Nonetheless, it says ba. Well, look at that, interesting. Not like the mechaber, not like the Shulchan Aruch. Wow. Yeah, because you have the shlo, the Aruch HaShulchan, many. Who else? The Yavitz, the Artis Achayim, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, everybody, they all say ba. Okay? That's but putting that as, that's what we say, right? Even though the Shulchan Aruch says to say bit, the Mishruah says to say bit.
Wow.
But put that aside. Okay? That was last week. We'll get further now. We're discussing if you said al mitzvah tzitzis instead of lis atef. In other words, you made the bracha on the talis katan for the talis gadol, or vice versa. You said lis atef batzitzis on the talis katan instead of al mitzvah tzitzis. We will see you're still yotzei, you still fulfill your obligation. We'll also be discussing the two very important kavanas that you're supposed to have. Two very important kavanas you're supposed to have when before you make the bracha on the tzitzis. So let's begin over here. Siv vav. Al talis katan, on a talis katan, yoch levarech lis atev. You can make the bracha lis atev. Afal pi. Continues the mechaber, he says, now that the microphone is plugged in. Al talis katan, yoch levarech lis atev. You can make the bracha lis atev. Afal pi she'enem is atev. Even though you do not do ituf. So we did discuss in Siv Gimel, I think it was, about doing ituf, wrapping yourself in the talis katan. We're saying, even though you do not do ituf, you're not unwrapping yourself on the talis katan, nonetheless, eloloiv shoy, you could still make the bracha lis atef on the talis katan. Comes along the Ramah, Hagga, in the second line in the top of the page, of yesh oimrim. The term v'yesh oimrim is our key words of a disagreement with the previous statement. V'yesh oimrim, there are those that say, shemavarchin olav al mitzvah tzitzis, that you make the bracha on the talis katan on mitzvah tzitzis. Al mitzvah tzitzis. On the mitzvah tzitzis. V'chaynoigin v'ein lashanas. And that is the custom you should not deviate. I want to mention something which I've said already a few times on the recording, off the recording, and I want to just say it again to make sure we avoid any mistakes. Those who wear, at least I'll say by Ashkenazim, we'll see the halacha by Sfaradim, those who wear a talis gadol, we have the minig not to make a bracha on a talis katan. We have a minig not to make a bracha on talis katan. So the reason why I'm saying that is because a person who's learning this, and as we'll see, the increments, one step at a time, and you'll say, oh, well, I was making the bracha on talis katan because it says to make a bracha on talis katan. Then we get to the bracha, Allah is a talis gadol, and says not to. So we're not there yet, but I'm telling you that now, because we have to. What we're learning is one step at a time. I'm just giving you a little bird's eye view. Fine. Says the Mishnah Sifkat and Tezayin, around six lines down in the Mishnah Sifkat and Tezayin, number 16 in the English. Even though you don't wrap yourself with a talis katan, elo lo yishoy, you could still make the bracha lis atev. Vahabracha hi lis atev. Kinuzach habracha kahu kimoi leishev basukah. Says the bracha is lis atev, just like leishev basukah. Sifkot Nyot Zayin, number 17, V'ein L'shanois, don't deviate from the minig. Now, this is the words of the Ramah. The Ramah said, you should make the bracha, not lis atef, but rather, al mitzvahs tzitzis. Hayne betalis koton shalonu sheimis atfin boy. So, the Mishmur has explained the Ramah, on our talis koton that we do not do ituf, we do not wrap ourselves around with it, Therefore, make the bracha al mitzvah tzitzis, al betalis katan shemisatif boy, but the talis katan that you do wrap yourself with it, like we discussed in Sif Gimel, yachul lechatchila levarich lisatif, lechatchila, ideally you can go ahead and make a bracha lisatif. Ubedi'evid. Now, what happens if a person made a bracha in the wrong way? In other words, in berich al chol talis katan, in berich b'chol talis katan lisatif, oyut sheberich al talis godol al mitzvah tzitzis, so he did the opposite. He said the bracha for the talis katan lihis lis atev and talis gadol al mitzvah tzitzis yotza. He still fulfills his obligation. Therefore, do not go back and make a new bracha. You fulfill your obligation on the bracha. V'da adein levarach al talis katan ashiya al kopanim orko yishloishes revia amo al chotzad v'nekav beisat saver ein oila min haminin. The Mishmaru is now telling us something which we'll discuss more in detail later on in the Simanim, which is, don't make the bracha on the talis katan unless you have the proper size. Okay, what's the proper size? He says 3/4 of an amma on all sides. Now, how much is an amma? It's around 18 to 24 inches. So around 3/4 of an amma on each side. And therefore, and he says also, the whole does not add up to the part of the cheshbin, the calculation of the shear of 3/4 of an amma. The neck of base at savar ain't oil in a minion. The whole of the for the neck does not go for this calculation. The gamshia pasuach ruboy. It also be the sides have to be majority opened. Now, what's he referring to? I'll give you an example. What he's referring to? They have in this generation is called. Now, as a boy growing up, I don't remember having those things. It's called undershirt tzitzis. Okay, a lot of the little kids like to wear it today also. Even grown-ups like the way. Okay. Undershirt tzitzis. Now, undershirt tzitzis is mamish like an undershirt. You put it on, the same type of material, but it has, on the sides, it's sliced open on the sides, the majority, so there's just a little connection under the arm, under the armpit, and then the rest is totally sliced open. That's what's called a four-corner garment. But if it's closed down, and just on the bottom edge, it's just open, we'll see, that's not necessarily called a four-corner garment. You have to know how much of the garment has to be open. So he says, it has to be, in the words of the Mishnah, he says, V'gam she pesuach rubay. The majority on the sides have to be open. Now, I want to share you with something with you, which we'll be need to get to another time as well, and that's from Rav Chaim Kineski. Rav Chaim Kineski Shlita, the Sarat Torah says, there's nothing wrong with wearing undershirt tzitzis. So if you wear undershirt tzitzis, go ahead, go for it. But I will tell you, he does say like this. He says, what's the point of an undershirt? An undershirt is to catch the perspiration. That's the point of the undershirt. He says, it's not b'derech covered that the tzitzis you're doing for dvar mitzvah is connected to the beged that's catching the shvitz, the sweat. So he does not encourage it. Now, halachically, can you? Yes. Should you tell your kids they shouldn't? Not really. Okay, they're little children. When they get more bar mitzvah, then it's better not to. Adults, if they're more comfortable with that, that's the only thing they can really wear. Is it wrong? Yeah, you have what to rely on. I'm saying it's not. There's no isser. But b'derech covered, it says Rav Chaim, it's better not to. Furthermore, says the Mishmur, not just 3/4 of an amma should be the size of the tzitzis, but he says an amma in the front and an amma in the back. And that is in general custom. You want to have like a size eight, like 18 inches, right? That's I think that's what they say for the over bar mitzvah. Siv Zayin, next halacha. Mechaber says like this. So just to review Sif Vav, we said you can make the bracha lis'atev on the talis katon b'di'eved. If you did so, it's still yoytze. If you said al mitzvahs on the talis gadol, you're also yoytze. The Ramah says make sure you make al mitzvahs on the talis katon. Says the Mechaber Siv Zayin. Tzorich lehafrid chute yatzitzis mizeh mizeh. You have to separate the strings of the tzitzis from each other. What is he referring to? Sometimes you'll notice tzitzis get all tangled up. It's all mishmash. And he says, before you come to make your bracha on the tzitzis, you have to separate them. Now, is it just for noi? Is it just for beautification of the mitzvah? Noi is to beautify the mitzvah. Is there more to it? Can you do this on Shabbos? Let's say you take out your tzitzis and you see it's all famished and all squished up together and tangled. Can you detangle them on Shabbos? Is there a problem of maybe misaking? You're fixing your tzitzis. So let's take a look over here in Mechaber Siv Zayin. Sarich lahafel chutei tzitzis zemizeh. You have to separate the strings of the tzitzis from each other. Says the Mishnah zemizeh, Siv Katan Yud Ches, number 18 on the bottom. Kol chut bifnei atzma, each string by itself. Now, why is this? Shiloyu misuvachin echad bechaver. They should not be tangled one with the next. And if a person, let's say, came a little later to shul, and if he starts straining out his tzitzis, it's going to take too much time, and he won't be able to daven with the tzibur, the minion, because he's now fixing the tzitzis. Cause of Magen Avraham, the ain't sarich ledati baza. The Magen Avraham says, you don't have to be so careful with straining out the tzitzis, because why? Because in life there's always what's called a shikul. Shikul means you have to weigh two sides. For example, here you have in front of us the shikul of, is it more important to strain out the tzitzis, or is it more important to make sure I daven with the tzibur? And the answer is, it's more important to make sure I daven with the tzibur. And then we're going to see the Be'er Halacha, I mean, Hashem, on this topic as well. Now, the Mishnah brings down over here, the Arizal. He says like this, Kosav Ari, tzitzis roshei teves tzadik, Yafrid Tzitziyosef Tomid. Tzitzis is an acronym that the tzaddik will, Yafrid will separate Tzitziyosef's strings, Tomid, on a regular basis. So that's why you'll see when people will take their talus out of the talus bag, they put it over their shoulder, and then they, while it's hanging on their shoulder, you'll notice they open the shade. They straighten out the strings of the tzitzis. This is not just because while they're saying the tefillah before davening, move their hands around. People like, you know, touching things. No, that's not what it is. It's tzaddik yafrit tzitzis tamid. Now let's take a look for more clarification and elaboration on this in Kosav Ari, at the end of Yud Ches. Yeah, you have it.
So Tzitzis stands for Tzadik Yafet.
Tzadik Yafet Tzitzis Yosef Tamid, yeah. At the end of Yud Ches.
What does that mean? It's Tzadik separate Tzitzis always?
Yes.
On the regular. But they're using the word Tzitzis in the meaning. What does Tzitzis mean?
Well, Tzitzis are strings.
Tzadik will separate the strings forever.
Yeah, if you sit in the corner, you'll get more light.
Yeah,
good. Okay. Take a look at the Be'er Halacha. Okay, the Be'er Halacha, I'm just showing you where it is on the screen. Okay. Here's the Be'er Halacha, the top left of the page. Okay, the top left of the page, Be'er Halacha. Okay. Now what does the Be'er Halacha say? So he says like this. Tzarich lahafrid. You have the Be'er Halacha? Tzarich lahafrid. Okay. Ayin b'mishnah brura b'mashe kasavnu di'im nishtah. Take a look at the Mishnah in regards to what we wrote. If a person comes a little late, that it's better that what? Better that he doesn't strain them out because he shouldn't miss Dami Mitzibar. By the way, what does Dami Mitzibar mean? It doesn't mean to say Baruch with Mitzibar. Dami Mitzibar means he Dami Shmones with Mitzibar. And we'll learn Mitzvah later on that Rishon Zalman says there's a chilek, there's a difference between davening Mitzibar and even starting to daven. When they start to say Hashem Svar Sai Tiftach, there's different madrigas that say also start with them. Hashem Svar Sai Tiftach. That's the Iker, the best of the best of davening Mitzibar. Says the Be'er Halacha, V'tam Magen Avraham Hu, the Hayoim Ein Ze Rag Zeichel L'Zman Atchilas. Now, what's the reason to separate the tzitzis? Says the Be'er Halacha that the reason why the Magen Avraham says that if you're coming a little late to shul, don't spend the time to separate the tzitzis because you're going to miss out on Dami Tzibar, because nowadays the separating is only a Zeichel. For what? It's a zeich, it's a remembrance. L'zman ha-techeles. For when they had techeles. Those who wear techeles today, let's not discuss that right now. Okay? She'ahoya tzorich oz medina la-hafrid ha-techeles min ha-lovin. And then, in those cases, from the letter of the law, we ask the question, is this just a nice thing to do to separate the tzitzis? Or is there a din? So it depends. The Be'er Halacha is explaining that if you have tcheles, it's not just a nice thing to do, it's mi ikra din. That you shouldn't have the tcheles twisted with the lavan. You want to separate them from each other. Now, look at the Gra in Shulchan Aruch that disagrees with this Magen Avraham. V'daitoi, and his opinion is, V'gam hayoin sarich min adin lehafir kol chutz zemiseh. The Gra says, min adin, you are mechuyev, you are obligated to separate the tzitzis zeh from zeh, this from that. V'achakach matzasi bo'eles tomi, shekosav gam gen kan agra. The Eilas Tomer also says like the Gra, that you have to make sure you're separating the tzitzis if they are twisted and tangled up. You hear this? He says, if that's the case, if your tzitzis are all twisted and tangled up together, you shouldn't make a bracha, he says. It could be. According to the Gra and the Eilas Tamid, it would come out that your tzitzis are all mixed up together. You shouldn't make a bracha, he says. So he says, in Cain, Ledivraim Esher, it could be, that you shouldn't make a bracha. Oy Esher, the loy goro me gardume tzitzis vitzorch ian. Or it could be it's not any worse than gardume tzitzis. What's gardume tzitzis? Mitzvah Shem will learn in Simon Yud Beis the case of gardume tzitzis. Gardume tzitzis is when you have four tzitzis on one side and four strings on the other side, right? What happens if one of the four gets totally cut off? Your tzitzis are still kosher, okay, because you have the string is on the other side. Now, so you have one string that's totally cut off. So the Mishnah is saying, the Be'er Halacha is saying, that it could be that if you have tzitzis that are all intact, but it happens to be they're all twisted together, you're going to say that's worse than the case when you have one that's totally cut off and that's still kosher? If that's kosher, how could this not be kosher? Okay, it's twisted together. So that's why he says there's still room to make the bracha. Okay? There is a tzad to say, which we're not going to get into now, that if it's twisted together and it's still intact, it could be worse than if it's cut off totally, but we're not going to get into that now. Well, you could, even thick tzitzis could get tangled, you know? Anything could get tangled. Okay, so he says further, therefore, what does the Be'er Halacha conclude? Make sure, ideally, lechatchila, you straighten out your tzitzis before you make a bracha on them. Good. That's what we come out with Siv Zayin over here. Tzadik, Yafet, Tzitzis, Tamid, the Tzadik separates them on a regular basis. The Chazan Ish says, She'eni ma'akev yochel avarech, She'eni elu l'noi mitzvah. The Chazan Ish says that you can make a bracha, even if it's twisted together, because it's only for noi mitzvah, only to beautify the mitzvah, that it should be straight. So bottom line, says the Chazan Ish, you can make a bracha. If they are twisted like this, and all famished and mixed up together, so then the Shlomo Zalman brings down over here, Shlomo Zalman says in Shuvas, Chelek Aleph Siman Tes, that Sheyesh Soyim She'osur, to straighten it out on Shabbos, he says, because there's a problem of Misakein. It's a problem of fixing. Misakein. Even though it's common that the strings get mixed up together, twisted together. You don't intend to put it. When you strain it out, it's like you're fixing it. And you're misakein. You can't do that on Shabbos.
Right.
And we just saw from the Chazan Ish that you can make a bracha even if it is tangled together. Let's continue right away to Siv Ches. What is the kavan we're supposed to have when you make the bracha, before you make the bracha on the tzitzis? Mechaber tells us, Yichad mehas atfoy, shetzivon HaKadosh Baruch Hu lis'atev boi kidei shenizkar kol mitzvoysev la'asoysem. We should have kavana that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this mitzvah tzitzis to remember, kidei shenizkar, to remember kol mitzvoysev la'asoysem, that Hashem gave us the mitzvah tzitzis as an alarm, as a reminder. Just like you set a reminder on your phone, you set a reminder on your computer. Some people, they take their watch and they turn it upside down because they normally wear it one way and then they turn their watch the other way as a reminder to do something. So we have reminders. Hashem says, I want to give you a reminder. What's the reminder I want to give you? Hashem says, I want to give you a reminder to do 613 mitzvahs. Every single yid has that. I understand Something you can't do. We have constant reminders to do the mitzvahs. That's how we should live our lives. And not only that, when you see someone tzitzis, or isim or yisoy, there are those rishonim that learn that you can mekayim, fulfill a mitzvah deraisa, and that's what we'll get to later on, the importance of wearing the tzitzis outside. Now, let's see here the Mishnah and Sif Katan your test number 19. Very, very important. He says like this. The Mechaber just told us that we have a very important responsibility to have kavana before I put on the tzitzis, to have in mind, I'm doing this mitzvah to remember, to remind myself to do all the mitzvahs. This is a mitzvah that reminds me, and we know the gematria of tzitzis and the strings, everything comes out to 613, right? Fine.
611.
This gematria comes out to 613. There's a gematria, yeah. Fine. We're not getting into that right now. Now, what I wanted to tell you is like this. The Mishmur says in Sif Katan Yotes, there's another kavan we have to have. Another kavan we have to have. What's the kavan you have to have? When you put on the tzitzis, you have to have kavana. L'kayim mitzvahs tzitzis, to fulfill the mitzvah tzitzis. You have to have kavana. I'm coming to do the mitzvah Hashem said. Put on tzitzis. Put on tzitzis. You know, a person should try to think to himself, whatever your name is, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Reuven, Hashem says, Reuven? Reuven Goldstein, Reuven Greenspan, Reuven, whatever your name is, put on tzitzis. Hashem's talking to me. Hashem's talking to me. Hashem says, put on tzitzis. That's the kavana. Milvara kavana shetzorich l'cham milavisha. L'kayim mitzvah tzitzis. So there's two kavanas now we just spoke about. There's a kavana that tzitzis are reminder to remind me to do all the other mitzvahs. But before that, there's another kavana. Hashem said to do the mitzvah tzitzis. Hashem said, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to put on tzitzis. Because of a bach. Shekein adin b'tfil mitzukah. So too by tfil mitzukah. That what? After b'shar mitzvahs yoytzei av shaloi mechavim b'on davar, even though by other mitzvahs, when you do other mitzvahs, you fulfill a mitzvah even though you didn't have any specific kavanah, what the tam, the reason is for that mitzvah. When it comes to the mitzvah tzitzis, tfilin, and sukkah, there is a specific mention in the psukim as to why the mitzvah is given to us, and therefore the place can tell us you should have that kavanah in mind as well. He says further, so you do every mitzvah with kavanah, as the Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Samach Siv Dalid, that I'm doing the mitzvah because Hashem commanded me. Mitzvah tzrichas kavanah. It's machlokes. We'll take a look in Simon Samach Siv Dalid, and we'll see. We paskin like the Mandama says, mitzvah tzrichas kavanah. You should do mitzvahs with kavanah, meaning kavanah. Hashem says, do the mitzvahs. I said to do it. Hanach Shani, these three are different. But tzitzis ksiv, it says lema'an tizkiru, that you should remember. Remember, put on tzitzis, you should remember you have all mitzvahs to do. Tefillin. The importance of tefillin is that you should remember that the Torah of Hashem should be in your mouth. Not just you put on tefillin, you daven shacharis in the morning, and you go, wow, you never learn for the whole entire day until the next day, you come back, put on tefillin again. No! The purpose of tefillin, lema'an tiyad Torah Hashem b'ficha. So the Torah of Hashem should be in your mouth. Of a sukkah, it says in sukkah, l'man yedu d'reseichim, why do you sit in a sukkah? You know why you sit in a sukkah? Because Hashem says to sit in a sukkah. It's a mitzvah d'reisa. Besides for that, we are told, l'man yedu d'reseichim, because for future generations, they should know that they sat in sukkahs, one of the reasons why they sat in sukkahs when they left Mitzrayim. So these are three specific mitzvahs that the psukim themselves, the Torah Kedoshah tells us the reasons why you do the mitzvahs. And therefore we should have those kavanas as well. Aval b'dievet, im lakiven b'chol eilu rak l'kayim mitzvahs esei yotza. In all those three mitzvahs that we just spoke about, tefillin, tzitzis, and sukkah, if you did not have that specific kavana, you are still yotze with the mitzvah, with the bracha that you did, still yotze with the bracha you did, of just having kavana. Hashem said, I should do this mitzvah. Okay, so once again, before you put in the tzitzis, you have in mind, I'm coming to fulfill, you could say the words, it's looking the sitter, it says it is there as well, or at least have in mind, I'm coming to do the mitzvah of putting on my talis. I'm talking about now for those who wear talis. Besides that, if you do wear talis gadol, and of course you're wearing talis katan as well, have in mind the bracha and talis gadol, we'll see later inside, also goes for talis katan. So there's a lot to have in mind over here. That's why it's important to make sure we're awake and not sleeping before, as we go into davening over here. Because before you know it, person takes us three steps back by Shemoneh Esrei, and you're wondering, which way am I going? Forward or backwards? Did I finish Shemoneh Esrei? Did I start Shemoneh Esrei? Where am I going now? Forward, drive or reverse? Says further, Achakach Matzah Supreme Godim, V'simul Chafesh Kosov Kain, that you're still Yoytzei, even though you didn't have those specific kavanas, chay mashweh, let's tell me, be our grosh, I feel a bit tzitzis, ain't a kavanah likuva. Even by tzitzis, the kavanah is not, na'akev, the kavanah is not going to hold you back from doing the mitzvah. Sif test, one more halacha here for this morning. Koidim shiyavarech, before you make a bracha, ye'ayin b'chuti atzitzisim heim, k'sherim k'dei shalo yivarech, levatolo. Before you make a bracha, check your tzitzis to make sure they're kosher. Very important. Check your tzitzis to make sure they're kosher. Now, which part of the tzitzis you want to check? So, I'm going to show you, for those on the audio, I'm just taking out my tzitzis here, and you want to first look at the strings over here. You want to look at the strings and make sure that you have 8 strings. Like we said, we'll learn that if it's ripped, it could still be kosher. We're not getting into those halachas now. You also want to make sure, could you see? You also want to make sure, this is extremely important now, that by the knot, by the hole, you have everything is connected. Because if you have one of these that are not connected, we're going to see it's possible. Okay? You want to make sure, and sometimes they get ripped. You want to make sure that by the knot, the strings around the knot are all connected. Okay, now, let's go back inside here. See, it says in the Mechaber, we said, Koidim Shevarech Yayin Bechuti Atzitz, it says the Mishmur Sif Koton Chaf. This is on the first wide line in some editions. Mashma Medivri Abachel Yerab Degam B'Shabbos Yesh Livdoi Katalis. So, from the words of the Bach and El Yerabo, it's Mashma that even on Shabbos you should check Yesh Livdoi Katalis. What's the whole issue over here? The whole issue is, if you make a bracha when it's possible, it'd be a big problem now. You made a bracha levatolo. Is there another problem though? Yes, there's another problem. You have a 4-cornered garment that you're wearing without tzitzis. Because it's possible. If the tzitzis are possible, put aside carrying, that's a third issue, because that you're talking about Shabbos. But let's say during the week, 6 days a week. If you make a bracha levatolo, that's one problem. But if you're also wearing a 4-cornered garment, that's also another problem. You're wearing a 4-cornered garment without tzitzis. You're not allowed to do that. Right? So that's why to check beforehand. Now he says that same point, that exact point here in Sifkon Chof Ale, Bechuti Tzitzis. Gam tzorech lebat kolom mayle b'mokm nekev hatalis adak shiri. Like I just explained and showed you, that you also have to check the place of the hole adak shiro, up to the knot, the sham pasul afilo benisak chut echad, because over there it's pasul, even if there's nisak one chut, one string. Okay.
If you have one hole, right?
Question.
It doesn't matter how many holes you have; it's a matter of the strings.
Yeah, but strings hold in 2 holes.
Right, but if there's one string that's ripped, it doesn't matter if one hole or 2 holes, then it's pasul. Yes, question, please. Okay. The question was if the wrappings around in between the knots. 7, 8, 11, 13 by Minig Ashkenaz, and if, let's say, they unravel, and the answer is that does not make it possible. That does not make it possible. It's just the 2 knots you need right after the hole, that's where they have to be connected in order to be kosher. Okay, let's continue here with Sif Kodin Chav Beis Levatola. So you want to make sure you check the tzitzis to make sure it's not a bracha levatolo. V'afal gav the belav hach yesh chash iser. This is another concern. Shilubash beged shalav kandas bli tzitzis. Even though there's another concern that you might wear a beged, a 4-cornered garment without tzitzis, that's another problem, right? You said a very good point. Also, if it's Shabbos and you're doing that, that could be a bigger problem. Of itzah, that could be true also. Mikomokoi mukmi leyach eskosa sheyakosha. Now. Regards to not wearing a beged, a garment, without tzitzis, that we can say a chazakah, status quo is like this. Chazaka means, Chazaka tells me status quo is yesterday was kosher, so today is kosher. Why should I think it's not kosher? So, but in regards to making the bracha l'atola, that's all we've dafka want to check to make sure we don't make a bracha l'atola. And that's what he says. Rak mishim choymer de loisisa. Sheyesha bracha l'atola. But because of the severity of loisisa, shem shem akech l'ashav, that you should not say Hashem's name in vain, that's why there's a responsibility to check. Hechmiru l'bodkoi, that's why we have a halacha here, and the Mechaber tells us to check your tzitzis. So lefizeh, mishim levish kamer begodim shal tzitzis. One who wears many garments of tzitzis. Ein tzarech livdaik ela echad mehem. You only have to check one of them, because your bracha is going on that one. If there's, let's say, the other one's apostle. Rav Sharmik Zatzal, we all know he wore many tzitzis. So he's saying you only have to check as one of them. Kevin de bracha achas al kulam, because you make one bracha for all of them. You don't make 99 brachas, 100 brachas, for one for each one. Aval achrenu kasu de tzarech livdai kulam. However, the achrenu say no, make sure you check all of them. So first opinion said you just check one of them. Other opinion says no, check every single one you wear. Derech lau, we all wear one pair of tzitzis. Echod duloy samchina chazak makom dechol varo. Why should you check all of them? Well, it's a general principle where if you could check everything, if you check something, so then you don't rely on chazaka, right? You're about to leave your house for a vacation, even for one night. You say, yes, somebody, did you lock the door? Yeah, I think so. So what are you going to do? You get out of the car and go check, make sure it's locked. You can be varo, you can check. V'gan de chazaka grui. It's also a weak chazaka. Why is it a weak chazaka? It's a weak chazaka, he says, that suy nachutin liposek. Because at times, the strings do get ripped. The strings do get ripped, right? The person gets called off an aliyah, for whatever reason, his towel falls off, gets stuck. Mamish, right in that spot of the chair where you wonder how to get stuck in there. Or exactly that second the person puts his foot down when you're trying to get the aliyah, and he's busy looking at the chumash and this and that. You're pulling. Before you know it, you ripped your scissors. Okay? Therefore, you should check it every single morning when you put it on. Even though you took them off and you took your mind off of it, after tzarich bracha kishachayz alayvish, even though you need a bracha when you put it back on again, once you check your tzitzis once, you don't have to go back and check it again. We're talking about for that day, for the next time. And that small amount of time, we can rely on the chazaka. Let's give an example. Person, let's say, uses the basic kisa, uses the restroom during davening. When he comes back, doesn't have to start checking his sisters again. But I feel about bike, even in the morning. Like we said earlier, if through the checking, you can miss out on davening mitzibur. Oh, they called it, they gave an aliyah. They called you for an aliyah. You can wear a talis without checking it. Just as long as you know that the day before the strings were attached properly. But if it's possible, while you're going up to get the aliyah, take a quick look to make sure the strings are attached properly. Let's say, turn the page in some editions, if you borrowed a talis from someone else to get an aliyah, to borrow a talis for the aliyah, the minaginish loy levarachalov, our minig says the mishnah was not to make a bracha on it. It says, ain't tsarich, lebodka, you don't have to check it, klal. And he says, take a look at the bear lacha. Vim bodaka talis kishahisir, oi samiolov, enicha bekisa shaloi, ain't tsarich lasso bodka in lamacha kishmasatif boy. Now, the last halacha he tells us here is like this. We said earlier, every single morning before you start davening, what should you be doing? Make sure you check your talis. He says, tells us also, before you put away your talis, you finish davening this morning, before you put away your talis, if you check your talis, then you don't have to check in the morning. So get into a routine, you can do that as well. Put away your talis, check it, make sure everything's kosher, you take it out in the morning, and you don't have to check it again. No one's going in, no little elves coming in there cutting your tzitzis while you put the talis in the talis zekel. So these are the three main halachas here we discussed. And Siv, Vav, Zayin, 4, Vav, Zayin, Ches, Tes, Vav, Al, Mitzvah, Tzitzis, and Talis, Katon. If you said the wrong bracha, you still Yoitze, Zayin, you should straighten your Tzitzis out. Ches, you have to have Kavana in two things. Number one, that Hashem gave us the Mitzvah Tzitzis, like we have every single time by a Mitzvah. Number two, that the Mitzvah of Tzitzis is for a reminder to do all the Mitzvahs, and Tes, is that we should make sure to check the strings as well as the very important by the knot that it is attached. Shkoyach Rabbeisai, have a wonderful day. I will be there to send out on the different groups an email address, so this way you can sign up for the daily emails from Dirshu with the chazara of the material. Once again, we are currently a few days ahead, and it should be our biggest problem.